Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26, selected verses. Jesus said, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them." Jesus' prayer to keep us together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. How long do you think people spend praying each day? A group of researchers wanted to find out. They discovered that, on average, people pray about 12 minutes every day. How about you? Do you talk to Jesus a lot? What do you usually pray for? Sometimes we ask him for help or to make us feel better. Sometimes we ask for forgiveness or protection. We pray for ourselves and for our friends and family too. But have you ever thought about this? Jesus prayed for you. That's what we're going to learn today. It was the night Jesus knew something really hard was going to happen. People would shout some horrible things about him. They thought Jesus should die. It was the night before Jesus went to the cross to take away all the horribly wrong things we've done. Because so much was coming, Jesus prayed. And when he prayed to God the Father, he prayed for his friends, the disciples who were with him, and he prayed for us too. He said, "I also pray for those who will believe in me." That means you. But what did Jesus pray for us? Jesus asked God to help all of us who believe in him to stick together like one big family. Sometimes families don't get along. Sometimes we argue or hurt each other's feelings. But Jesus prayed for us anyway, because he loves us and forgives us. Because Jesus prayed for us, we can love, forgive, and pray for each other too. Jesus wants us to love each other so much that everyone can see God's love shining through us. So, when we pray for ourselves and for others, we can remember Jesus' prayer for us. That can make us feel brave and happy when we talk to God. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for praying for us and making us part of your family. Please forgive us when we forget to love each other. Help us to live together as one family so others can see you in us. Keep us close to your word and love forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.